Hello, and welcome to Gumbo Lanyap. I am your host, Samantha Arsimal. The purpose of this segment is to discuss different topics in the medical field. There are no CEUs offered during this segment, but the information is invaluable. So hello, everybody, and I'm back again with another Gumbo Lanyap. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, or talk to some people, rather, who have actually gotten the vaccines. These are actually my family members. So I have my dad here. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
And I have my stepmom here.
Hi.
And I have my brother.
Hello.
So all of us have gotten either one or both of the vaccines. I know the last time I spoke to you all, I had gotten my first shot, and I got my second shot 2 days ago. And I can tell you the second shot actually wiped me out. After about 24 hours, I was no good. I could just sleep. I had body aches. And after that, I took Tylenol and ibuprofen together. That kind of helped a little bit. And the next day, I was fine. So, Daddy, you had both of your shots, correct?
Right.
Did you have any symptoms at all for your second shot?
Not really. I didn't feel a thing.
What about the first one?
The first one didn't bother me either.
You didn't even have, like, arm soreness?
My shoulder pretty stuck with the needle. I was sore. Uh-huh. Other than that, nothing.
Okay.
I didn't get no pain, no sickness, or none of that.
Awesome. What about you, Cookie? Any side effects?
I had soreness with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
With the second one, I wasn't in pain. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't even know how to explain that. Mm-hmm. I had low energy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt, low energy.
I just kind of laid around and I slept a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I had pain and didn't know it because I was asleep, but I didn't have to take any Tylenol, and it lasted for about 3 days because I'm on other prescribed medication, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to have a conflict with all of that
right.
in my system. So after the third day, I was kind of back to myself.
Okay. I actually had joint pain, hip pain, and I had shoulder pain, and of course, like you,
oh,
Daddy,
I had that, yeah.
Like you, Daddy, I had the shoulder, the pain from the shot,
right.
And you know, I, the Tylenol and the ibuprofen did help, but I also had body aches, you know, just like I can't really describe
flu-like symptoms.
Yes. Thank you, perfect,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Flu-like symptoms, and but I heard. The research I heard on one of the radio stations that the research says if your body has a strong response to the second shot, that's good because,
yes.
you know, it's really effective. What about you, Ken? Any side effects from your first shot?
Nope, not at all. Just a little soreness in the arm, maybe a little tiredness, but I'm always a little tired, so I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything that you are looking forward to doing now that you all have gotten your second shots?
Hanging with my family, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren.
Awesome. Like you, Daddy, I can't wait to get together with my friends and family, too. But we still need to be careful because we just don't know these days.
Still wear my mask. I still use good hand-washing technique
mm-hmm.
because there are still people out there who have not had shots, and they're not masking or anything.
Exactly.
So.
I tell you, I am looking forward to going out to restaurants. I mean, I didn't realize how much I missed going out to the restaurants. And again, I mean, I'm here today talking to you all, and I'm very happy that I'm able to do that.
Right.
Because I have had both of my shots. Like you, I still work as a nurse, so we still have the mask mandate at work. But also, too, when I'm at Walmart or any other store, I do wear my mask.
I'm not going to give that up until they say absolutely, positively, without a doubt, you don't have to wear it.
it's almost become a habit, too, because like they say, for most of us who wear the mask anyway, like they say, once you do something, I think it's like 30 days in a row, if you keep doing something, then it becomes a habit. It
begins to be a habit, too.
I keep one by the front doors because people are coming, just say I'm coming over tomorrow. And so I always keep one right at the front door.
I was able to help with the masks too, because we did a campaign, Gumbo Education did a campaign a few weeks back, and we actually were able to give out some free masks to the homeless. But then when the pandemic hit, I actually had some masks in my car that I actually gave to the homeless and people who I saw on the streets, but I also gave you guys some too.
So that was
really awesome. And again, you know, another thing I was looking forward to, not only the restaurants, but like you, that coming to see family. Exactly.
Grandkids' birthday parties, like the grown-ups' birthday parties, just having a good time with family.
Right. So I think I'm ready for a vacation though.
You are so energetic. You just...
Motors never stop running.
Yes, exactly. you just upbeat.
There's another thing, though, going back to my church, and I don't know if I'm going to sing that much no more, but I'd love to go back and just get in the choir at least a few more times.
yeah, because you do like singing well.
That's my passion. I mean, you know, I can't sing, but I love to try. There was the time, awesome. Though.
Have y'all ever experienced anything like this before?
The only thing... No. I started to say Katrina, but that was a whole different kind of issue, you know. At least this way, we could stay in our own house.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have to go to another state because there was no other state to go to that didn't have the pandemic. So you had to stay home.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all bad. You couldn't go to worship service. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just couldn't go anywhere without... Mm-hmm.
Did you like that? Did you like staying home or changing?
I don't have a problem. Now, ever so often, I will get that urge, I got to get out of this house. Mm-hmm. And I think that's no. But basically, I'm a homebody anyway. Now, AJ is the one have issues with being inside all day.
What happened with your dad?
He gets crazy.
I'm just like the bench side. I'm an outdoor man. Mm-hmm. I've always been. As a kid, adult. You know, I love outside. I like nature. And if you see inside, you can't see nature. You got to get outside in the wind and the rain and the snow.
So you didn't like being on lockdown for the...
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, but then at the same time, I knew how to handle it.
Right.
You know? See, but, I mean, if you got to do something, you got to do it. Other than that, I didn't like it. I mean, I'd have preferred something else if it would have came out. Let me out of here.
I didn't do too well with being locked down. I mean... Again, I work as a nurse, so I was always working, so that wasn't the problem. But when I was home, I didn't want to be home. You know, I wanted to be going, you know.
Doing something.
And that disfocus, that takes your mind off of the issue when you're active with other activities.
Right. But, I mean, even if it's no issue, I just like being active. The pandemic first hit, I have a hammock in the backyard, and I would put the jazz music on, and I would get a glass of wine and sit on the hammock because the wind was blowing and the breeze was great. Having a glass of wine every single day for 30 days, I had to change my habit. Time to stop drinking wine. So, you know, I did other things to kind of deal with being locked in, you know, getting back to exercise.
And I think a lot of people don't recognize that red flag when it waves.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this was great. I really enjoyed talking to you all about the side effects of the vaccines and just enjoyed talking about, you know, all the things that we're looking forward to getting to once this pandemic starts to die down. So you can still go to gumboeducation.com and you will find on the left-hand side, there's a link to find where you can get your COVID vaccines. And until next time, be safe and wear your mask.